In today's show, I'd like to discuss a topic that is often perhaps overlooked and not so much focused on, a halacha that's found both in Torah and Shulchan Aruch, but seems to be not so much the practice today. And I'd like to spend some time understanding the issue and the sugya behind doing work in the evening between Pesach and Shavuos. So we'll start off with the Torah. The Torah makes a comment in Siman Tov Tzadik Gimel. The Torah writes the following: Matzasi Kosov, I found written that there was a minog shleilasis malacha mi Pesach v'aratzeres. There was a minog not to do malacha starting from Pesach until Shavuos, mishkias achama ad shachris, starting from sunset in the afternoon until the next morning. Why was the reason? Shem the tamidei Rabbi Akiva shemesu. Because since the students of Rabbi Akiva died during this period of time, samoch l'shkias achama, they died around shkia, v'nik v'rachach shkias achama, and they were buried shortly after sunset. And everyone wasn't working during those time. Okay, and therefore God's there was a gzeira shaylasis simcha bein time. And therefore there was a minag not to have simcha during that time. Then he adds v'nogu hanoshim shaylasis malacha mishitishka chama. Then he adds the minag was that women don't do work. So it's very confusing. The beginning of the Torah sounded like the minag was that no one does work. And now he adds, well, the minhag was that women don't do work. Well, which one is it? Is it men or is it women? But the first reason of the tour of why malacha wasn't performed shortly after sunset until the next morning, it's important to note, the lashon of the tour was at shachris, which means once shkia hits, shkia is, let's say, around 8 o'clock tonight. So from 8 o'clock until tomorrow morning, no one is allowed to do any work. So obviously we need to figure out what's included in work. Does work mean what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos? Does work mean what you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed? What exactly is the definition of work with regard to this halacha? But according to the first pshat in the Torah, and we'll see that this was not made up by the Torah, it was brought up by earlier Rishonim, and perhaps even by the Ge'onim. They attribute this halacha to Rav Haigoin, which we'll see in a second in print. But nonetheless, that's the first reason. V'oid. Then he brings another very interesting reason. She'anu seifrim ha'oimer achash gezechama. What's the cutoff of shkia? Because we begin to count the oimer after shkia, which we mentioned in past shiurim, that the earliest time, according to almost all shitas, that you can count sviras after shkia during bein hashmashos, even though according to the Be'alach, it's a long discussion that perhaps one can even count after plag hamincha. But the more accepted approach, according to all shitas, is that at least after shkia bein hashmashos, one can count based on tesvus and menachas that sviras oim is only derabbanon, and therefore you can count bein hashmashos. So therefore, says the Torah, since we start counting the oimer after shkia, uksiv, it says in the pasuk sheva shabbosis timimos tiyena, it should be full days. Miloshen shvus, the Torah uses the loshen shvus. Uloshen shmita sheva shabbosis, and when it refers to the shmita, it's also 7 weeks. Uksiv, it says usvarat lachos sheva shabbosis. Uksiv sheva shavuos tispalach. There's this emphasis on shavuos. Mikan shasvira bebezdin. We love me that shasvira is by bezdin. Mash nasa shmita asa. Mamash a new gzera shava, new drasha. Just like during the year of shmita, you're not allowed to do work. Avzman svira sa'imer. Also during the svira, tain lachash gizacham asa b'molacham. So according to the second pshat in the Torah, the reason for the minig of not doing work during the Sfira Sa'imer is specifically during the time when one can count Sfira Sa'imer. So from Shkia and onwards, that's why it was a minig not to do. Now there's no drush anywhere in the Gemara that says, just like Shemitah is also Malacha, so to Sfira Sa'imer is also Malacha. That's not a drush. Nonetheless, the Torah has this idea that you're not allowed to do Malacha starting from Shkia because there's a din, like Shemitah, you're not supposed to do Malacha. Now, to many of us, this sounds foreign. It sounds not accepted, but it's before Shalach and Shulchan Aruch. If you look at number two, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Mitav Tzadi Gimel, Nahagu, there's a minhag, Hanoshim, of women. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down as a women's minhag. Nahagu, Hanoshim, the women have a custom. Shleilasis malacha mi Pesach v'Atzeres, not to do malacha from Pesach until Atzeres. Mishkia sacham of Eilech, starting for Shkia and onward. So what's interesting about the Shulchan Aruch is two things. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch assumes this is for women. Secondly, he doesn't tell you when the cutoff is. He just says from Shkia and on. The Torah said it's till Shachris. We'll see in a second. If you go, let's say, like the second reason of the Torah, that it has to do with Sfira Sa'imer, would it be mutter after you already counted the Sfira Sa'imer, or maybe not? According to the first reason of the Torah that has to do with the burial of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, so we'll see also, does that also go the entire night as well? So it's brought down Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Why is this something that many of us are not familiar with? So if you look in the Avud Raham, Avud Raham writes the following, number three, Kasav Rabbeinu Hai. He calls this from Rabbeinu Hai, the era of the Ge'onim. B'tshuva, V'zeh shenogu shalasis melachim b'pesach v'aratzeres mishkesach hama'at shachris, Again, he had the girsa like the Torah had it, that the minhag is from Pesach until Atzeres, starting from Shkia up till Shachris. Mishom Tamid Rabbi Akiva Shekula Meisu Mishkia Zechama, because they all died around Shkia time. V'nikvur Achas Shkia Zechama, and they were all buried right after Shkia. V'ayom B'teim Malach, and everyone took off from work. V'oy the second reading Chesiv Shemesh Shabbos is Timim Estiena, B'lashin Shabbos Shmita. So both of these two pshatim that we quoted from the Torah originally were found by Rabbi Benu Haigain. If you look in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef on the side of the Torah, he quotes it from Rabbeinu Yerucham and Rav Haigain, and that's where the Torah got it from. It's brought down clearly for us to see in the Avudraham. So the two reasons why Malacha was not done. Now again, if you look at the Lashon Avudraham, he doesn't say anything about women. It sounds like everyone. And what are the two reasons? The two reasons are either because the burial of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva took place during that time, or because of the sphere. Now, L'chaira, one should be bothered with the Kasha, that if it has to do with Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, when did the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stop dying? We know the Gemara says in Yevamis that they died in Pesach Ad Atzeres. So that sounds like they died all the way from Pesach to Shavuos. We know that no one keeps Avelis all the way from Pesach to Shavuos. We split it up, the first half and the second half. So the question is, if when my Avelis of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva is already over, let's say for those people who keep the first sphere, so after Lag BaOmer, would this din still apply? It sounds like from the Avudraham and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch that this prohibition goes straight to Shavuos. I'm not keeping any other dini avelus. So the Achrayim point out that perhaps this element of not doing melacha is not like hirkatz and chasanas. It's like perhaps a different level. For example, the Torah himself writes that the minhag is not to make chasanas from Pesach to Shavuos, even though the Torah acknowledges that you're allowed to make hirkatz after Lag BaOmer. So we clearly see that at least even in the Torah himself, there's a concept that certain dinim that are connected to Mesa to Talmidei Rabbi Akiva continue to apply even though other elements of Avelus are no longer applicable. If you look in the Shabbali Haleket, number 4, the Shabbali Haleket writes the following, Ma'ashe Nagu Anoshim, he has it as women. Again, Rav Haigain, the way we had it brought down in Avudraham, was no mention of women, but the Shabbali Haleket writes, the minhag that women don't do Malacha, is why he says Yesh Toil Matam Lefishim in Pesach Atzeres Meis Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Kavish Kesechama, the same idea. Ubishem Rav Simcha Mishapiro Matzasi Adayin Tzvichan Oli Mado Bereishis Rabba. He says it's not just the fact that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva died, but there's some connection to Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim and Wim. What's the connection? So he says over here, it says in Bereishis Rabba, Neimah Noshim Ahalechas Eitz Salam Yitzchil. Why are women the first ones to go to the dead body? Amalene Shegar Mamis Loilam Hilechas Salam Yitzchil. It's a gavaldic idea. It says the minhag was that women were always the first ones to be involved in a kavura. Today you don't find that so much that the women are involved in kavura. They're not really involved on the burial part. They may be involved in other parts of it, but usually you don't find it. But back then the women used to be involved in the kavura because they felt somewhat responsible for every death because they brought upon Misa with the story of Chava. So they've Zokta Shabbat Leket, since those women back then were all the ones who were involved in burying the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, so he writes over here to give them praise every generation, because they were the ones who did it. That's why the minhag was not to do malacha during that time. He writes, L'zecher l'noshim tzidkani shahayu ba'isadar, to commemorate the very righteous women of that generation. So it almost sounds like over here that it's like a prize. Like women don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So women don't do malacha now is like to remind ourselves of the great women of previous generation who themselves were involved with the kavura. In the Avudraham, it sounded like the men. It was everyone, the whole community. Here he specifically emphasized the fact that women were perhaps more involved or initially the first ones to be involved. That's one pshat. Then he brings down another pshat. He says another pshat is that what? We know that the carbon oimer came from barley. And you used to bring a tenth of an eifa of flour. They also used to use that exact same amount was for a soita. So al kain nogu anoshim tzidkani shloilasis malacha kol alayos shesfiras oimer. That's why women used to not do malacha the night of sfiro. The Islam the chavru tefaris v'Islam simin lezecher ulasimin lebavur tiyayiras Hashem apreim. Somehow to connect to that carbon site that a bad wife would have to bring. So these women are better than that, and therefore as a reminder that they should have the fear of Hashem on their face. And the women shouldn't. It's like supposed to be like a reminder that we shouldn't fall into the Saita trap. We shouldn't be bad wives and do things that are questionable. And for some reason, that's why the women don't do malach. But so both the Pshatim and the Shabbali Alekir are clearly assuming the minhag was women. Not so much like we saw perhaps in the Avud Raham that has really nothing to do with women. Here it's specifically women, either because women's carbon is the site of carbon, or because women were involved more so perhaps than the men in initiating the kfura for the Tameis Tamidei Rabbi Akiva. If you look in Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in the Sefer Moruk Tziyah, he writes like this. He says, "I am Bachraim Shehevi Mishoim Sefer Tanya, Sha'asr Magia Lenoshim," that's asr for women. Then he quotes that the Knesset HaGdoila says it's men and women. And he thinks that's true. And that's, we'll see many of the Paiskim write like that, Halach L'maisa, that it's men and women. Obviously, that doesn't fit so well with the Shabbat HaLeket. Fits much better with the Svaris of the Avud Raham. Then he writes, he says a very poshut pshat, like Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. Do you know why we don't do malacha? Because you're not supposed to do malacha before you do a mitzvah. So if we ban malacha, there's nothing to get preoccupied with. Everyone will remember to count the sefirah. Then he says, he goes the other way. If it's connected to ensure you do the mitzvah, but men are the only ones who count sefirah. In Rabbi Yaakov Emdin's times, in the 1700s, women probably didn't count sefirah. Today that's not the case. Today it's pretty accepted that women count sefirah. So that would be for them also. Maybe even more so today, because the Magen Avraham writes that women are already obligated, they accepted upon themselves an obligation to count zero, so that maybe this ban will be for them as well. And then he gives another reason. He says, I don't think it's his Chiddush, it's based on Ramban and Parshas Emor, that Pesach and Shavuos are two ends of a Yom Tov, and the in-between days are really Chol HaMoed. And we often lose sight that it used to be, before the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, that this was a joyous time. We were anticipating, counting down to Kabbalah Satayra. We just got out of Mitzrayim, told about Kabbalah Satayra. It was very exciting. We were counting down with a feeling of happiness. Now it gets mixed in during that time. We're also balancing Avelos. But Be'etzim was a happy time, and therefore he says it's like Chol HaMoed. Oh, he says, Elo Shechasa, Kadosh Baruch Shulei La'asam Malachas Hashem Nosheh B'yom Me'im. Chazal didn't want us not to work for a whole day, a whole week. Can you imagine not working for 49 days? It would be very hard. So therefore, Dav, this is Mancharisho Bechiri, if you forget. Now's the time, the weather gets nice, now you want to work the field. So therefore, nonetheless, Chazal said, you know what, at least at night you shouldn't work. And therefore he thinks it's both men and women. So Yaakov Emdin has a whole new pshat. He thinks the pshat is like Chol HaMoed. So then the fees that one could argue, that the Geder HaDvarim should be whatever Malacha is for Chol HaMoed. So whatever I'm not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, I shouldn't be allowed to do during the nights. But if I could do on Chol HaMoed, I would be allowed to do during the nights. That L'chairi comes out from Rabbi Yaakov Emdin. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, so he's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He writes like this, Noagim the minigish l'ilasis malacha echad anoshim v'echad noshim. The minigish both men and women, even though that seems to be a machloikis b'shoinim. Kol yimei ha-svir meshkez l'cham ad la'achar svir ha-so'imer. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, when does the iser go off? After you count the oimer. How do you know, he says? The Rem is Lazal. Prove it to you. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Shevish Abbasis Moshe Shvos, Shevish Man HaTzvir, Dain Mishish Kesacham Ve'elach, Yesh Lishos, Mimalachta Adlach Shiespar. Because the Shulchan Aruch HaRav only goes with the second reason. He goes with the reason about being resting. You have to Shvos. So he argues, if that's the reason, then after you count the Yom, there should be no problem. So according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, once you already count the Tzvir, so if you count Tzvir Bizmanai, so then after that, you can do whatever you want. Mashenki, and according to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, let's say you don't get around to counting Tzvir until you daven at the 11 o'clock Ma'ariv, you daven at the 11:30 Ma'ariv, then you would not be allowed to do Malacha till then. Then the parentheses he writes, V'oysan ha'noshim she'enein seferes. What about women who don't count? So he says, Efshir she'esh lishbois lehem Malacha kol alayla. So after Shulchan Aruch HaRav, for women, they got to go till the next morning. The only people that can have the heter to do malacha, that's only men. Because after a man does the sfira, he's good to go. But since women today don't count sfira, at least in the time of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he thinks then the iser of malacha continues. One would have argued maybe the other way. Maybe if the iser of malacha is connected to sfira, so if women are not connected to sfira, they're not connected to the iser of malacha. The first Lubavitcher Rebbe assumed not like that. He assumes that what? That if the Yisoyda iser is something to do with the sfira, and since they never count the sfira, they never remove the iser. The Mishnah Berurah writes in number 7, he basically quotes, he's basically cutting and pasting from the Taz on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. That basically says like this, Hatam, what's the reason? He goes with the first pshat that we saw that has to do with the Malacha because of they were burying. Then he quotes the second reason and he ends off, he says, well, if you go like the second reason, he basically says like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He says that it should come out that if the whole reason for the prohibition is to connect it to Sfira, then after you counted the Sfira, you should be allowed to do Malacha. But it doesn't really take sides. Bishlam, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he took sides. He only brought down one pshat. But here the Mishnah Berurah doesn't really bring down only one. He brings down two possibilities. And he basically says that if you go like the second reason, then it should come out that after you count Sfirah, it should be Mutter. The Sha'aret Tzion and the bottom corner in 7b, he goes a step further. He says, Ilani is daiti near the after time Rishon ein lahach mishkiz lacham ve'elach rakadei kvura. Tied to the Mishnah Berurah, another good point. Let's say you go like the first reason, that it's commemorating when they were burying the mace of Tamid Rebbe Akiva. Says the Mishnah Berurah, how long do you think that took? I think it took 10 hours? It was a few minutes. So he thinks that Avad, if you go with that reason, then it's only enough time that it takes to bury. It shouldn't be the whole night. Ubefrad la'achalam et gimel ba'imim vaday in la'achmer. He says that specifically after the lag ba'imim, there's always the machmer because we think they stopped dying. Ulatam arishon, yesh lahatu oz lagambi. If you go like the first reason, it should be mutter completely. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, two chedushim. Chiddush number one, according to the Mishnah Berurah, is that he thinks that, according to the second reason, it's about to do the Sfirah, so after you count, it's good to go. And on top of that, he says, even if you're machma for the first reason, but once it's a few minutes after Shkia, it's also good. So he's saying that according to both reasons, by the time you count Sfirah after Tzeizik Chavim, according to everyone, you're allowed to do Malach. He also adds, according to the reason about Meis Tamei Dabar Kiva, it should come out that after Lag Ba'Omer, it should be Mutter because they no longer die. The Chayk Yankiv on the comment on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he's the first one to point out that this seems to be a lost minhag. So he writes over here, first of all, the Knesset HaGedolah says it's also for men, which is, again, the Shulchan Aruch's lashon was women. The Torah was confusing. But he writes for Davar Pashut, men and women, and the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like that as well. And then he quotes, I never found anyone that was ever machmir on this. He says, I never found that the women were machmir, not the men, no one was ever machmir. Then he quotes the Rasha Levi, who was more machmir for this than Tispiris. Which perhaps makes sense, because this is found already in the times of the Ga'inim. Tispiris was also found in the times of the Ga'inim, but Tispiris wasn't so widely accepted. He's making the argument that perhaps this is more chomer than Tispiris. Today no one knows about this halacha. Today it's the reverse. Everyone's makbid on Tispiris, and no one's makbid on this din. So the Kaf HaChaim writes that he also found other achrayim. He found the Beis David that also says that the Einar Nira, he says, I don't agree. He says, I see women all the women at night are sewing, they're needling, they're doing all different things, and they're not makbid. He suggests that it's not really a chiv not to work. He thought this whole thing was a minhag. That's really the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Noagu. It was a minhag. It wasn't a real halacha. If it were to be a real halacha, everyone should have to be machmir. But since it's not a real halacha, it's only a minhag, so some people did it, some people didn't do it. And then he writes, "Da'afilu shekosu stam v'nogu anoshim v'loy kol anoshim kamar." Not all women. El mitzosan oisim shenogu nogu v'noshim shloy nogu le'nogu ve'ilim chas ba'oisim shloy nogu levato. Don't get mad at those people that don't have the minhag. They didn't have the minhag. So he seems to be a little bit more understanding, perhaps to be make the base of the Reb Leibis was a rav here in America. So he writes a chiddush. He says, number 10, he says, the kivan da kol hu rak min hog of like a drawer is there, right? So this whole thing is a minhag. Top to bottom, it's a minhag. L'chein yesh l'hok l'shvois rak arachar sfir. He thinks even according to the first reason of the Mishnah Berurah, which seemed, the first reason of the Torah, which seemed to have nothing to do with Sfiras Aymer, he thinks it can also be meiko. L'chein af b'shah rav l'hevi rak tamashen. Even though the Shulchan Aruch Rav didn't say that. It sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch Harav that the only time we're going to be matter after Sfirah is only if you go like the second reason. He goes like the point of the Mishnah Berurah, that maybe you can make a Achar Kvurah. So he wants to suggest this new idea that since the whole thing is only a minug, so the minug was never to go the whole night. Even though again, in the Rishonim they say Mefurish, Til Shachris. Tor says it. Avu Jaham says it. It's Mefurish in the Rishonim. He thinks that that wasn't the way the minug was, and therefore you can be Mekel, even if you're Choshish for the first reason of the Tor, you can be Mekel after you count, or even after Kvur. What's interesting is, if you look through the Svarim of the last couple of 100 years, they all bring down this Halacha, without any issues. Again, the Chayk Yankel lived in the end of the 1600s. Look at the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. He lived later. He was in Hungary. He writes, there's a minhag not to do malacha, both men and women. Kol yimei ha-sfira. All the days of Sfira, from Shkia until after Sfira Saimer. So he also says, it's up till Sfira Saimer. So again, the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch is also meikol, that after you count Sfira, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you get to go. And he also quotes Remez, he goes to the second pshat about doing malacha. So clearly, in Hungary, at some points, that was the minhag. Again, does minhag mean that no one did it? It was just one of those minhagim, or minhag meant it was a binding minhag? People took it seriously. If you look in the Chaya Adam, Chayadim lived in Vilna. The Chayadim writes it also. Noigim Bikila Seinu. He says, Ulachain Anoshim Neheges. He writes it was women. Not like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch who had both. He had only women. Menoig Nata the Malacha Bepesach Aratzesh Mishkiah. Sha'oz Ha'izman HaKvur. He goes with the Svara of Kvur. So at least this minig was around. It was brought down both in Hungary and in Vilna. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Rishonim. Yet today we find it not to be so widely accepted. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan goes through this sugya a little bit as well. Then the Aruch HaShulchan lived later. The Aruch HaShulchan lived at the end of the 1800s in Nevardik, and he writes, quotes the Beis Yosef, who says the svara of women, because they were tzidkanias, which we saw in the Avudraham. I'm sorry, we saw in the Shabbali Halakit. Then he says the Tor. At the end he writes, that women were the ones who accepted this minig and not men. He says the way the women accepted it is they accepted the minig to only keep it up till he counts svira. And then he quotes the Remez, and he ends off with, even today, says Aruch HaShulchan, there are women in our community, in the Vardik perhaps, that Taka don't do Malacha starting from Shkia until he calls Tvilas Arvas Acharat Svir. Does that mean when the woman herself davens or when the shul davens? Today in every neighborhood there's a million minyanim for Ma'ariv. Some shuls daven Ma'ariv right after Shkia, some shuls daven Ma'ariv 11:30 at night. What does it mean when she davened Ma'ariv and she counted Svir? It's very not clear from the Aruch HaShulchan. But what you do see from the Aruch HaShulchan was that even in his times, up till the late 1800s, early 1900s, there were still women that had kept this minhag. They once asked the Klausenberger Rebbe, number 14, they asked him, Rabbeinu Nishal, the Rebbe read, the Klausenberger Rebbe was asked, Amash lo nogo oilem shalasas malacha v'me'asvira, b'shkiyas acham v'elech kibor v'shulchan aruch v'paiskim. He says, I don't get it. Rebbe, it's mefurash halacha and shulchan aruch. Why does no one keep it? So he writes, v'heishiv l'reisi v'mkoyim v'shalon. I never saw in our places, v'eitzel avoyisam hakadoshim she'yanegu b'zeh. So the Klausenberger Rebbe gave him the answer. We never saw this. Our Babas never did it. Our Zaydis never did it. The great rabbis before me never did it. It's not accepted. It was a minhag that was never accepted. Again, that was really what the Chik Yankov told us. Already in the end of the 1600s, it wasn't Iskabo. So the Klausenberger Rebbe is telling us even more recent. Where he grew up in those towns, they didn't do it. He has a tshuva in the Divrei Yitziv that was also written by the Klausenberger Rebbe, where he discusses this shayla of Lamaisa. Why wasn't it? At some point it was. It was brought down in the Rishayim. It was brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So why was this minhag not accepted? He comes up with a couple of novel ideas. First of all, he writes, he says, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says that women are going to be stuck the whole night. So he says, maybe the whole minhag was only in the Skabel where women used to count Sfira. So after they counted Sfira, the ban was removed. Then, Klausenberger girls don't count Sfira. It's clear. He writes, he thought that we're going to run into a problem. If the minhag was that women count Sfira, then the minhag is going to be that girls don't count Sfira. If the minhag was that you're not allowed to do Malach until you count Sfira, said the Klausenberger Rebbe, but Klausenberger girls don't count Sfira. So they're not going to be allowed to do Malach until they're going to be bored the whole night. So he writes, that can't be, because we know, back then it used to be that the husbands used to go learn somewhere. So if the wives were bored, it didn't affect the husbands. Said the Klausenberger Rebbe, we're going to have a very difficult situation. The women are not allowed to do anything the whole night. They're going to be bored out of their mind. So what are they going to do? They're going to tell the husband, so take me out, talk to me, shoes with me. Says the Klausenberger Rebbe, but the husband's not even going to be allowed to learn. Bishlam, and the times of the Rishayim, the husbands, they would go somewhere else. They would be away a whole week. I don't know exactly how their marriages worked. But he says they were somewhere else, so their wives' boredom didn't affect them. But says the Klausenberger Rebbe today that the wife's boredom affects the husband's avadi, we can't do. That's the Klausenberger Rebbe's novel idea. So he writes in the Tshuva that the Klausenberger girls don't count Svir. So Eimer, maybe other Chassidish girls also don't, but there's a Hakpada not to count Svir. Rabbi Nasha Klein in his Sefer Mishnah Halachas asks this exact same Shaila to the Klausenberger Rebbe. He was also very troubled. Why is the Halach and Shulchan Aruch seem to gain no traction in Zman Hazeb? So he asked the Klausenberger Rebbe this. So the Klausenberger Rebbe gave two other reasons to why he thinks it evolved that we're no longer knowing this minhag of not doing malach. And he writes like this: nearly, the mizmanenu nishtan ha'itim. Said the Klausenberger Rebbe, times have changed. Uminhalgim mizman hashas the big gemara matzino adam ba min asad be'erev nichlas basic nesses. Said the Klausenberger Rebbe, you know what used to happen back in the day? Everyone worked in the field. No one worked in offices. There was no stock market. There was no computers. So you worked in the field. So when did you come in? When it got dark. Everyone had to stop working at the exact same time. You couldn't work in the field when it was dark. So close to sunset, everyone would come home. They'd go to shul. They'd go daven mincha. And then he says, what happened afterwards? And between mincha and ma'ariv, they used to have some form of learning. They'd have some seder. And he says, afterwards, they'd have a ma'ariv and go home. So he says, so if they would not do work then, in essence, they're not doing work, would say, oh, you can't do anything, so they can't learn either. So they decided, no, you're not doing any work. We dive a mincha early in the afternoons. And then, shayin nizr shalai spal mincha ala mishkiyah. Umiyar achar zem spal marv. Then afterwards, we dive a marv. Oy shiyesh tam haktam ala spal mincha varish medem. Some people dive in everything early. So he writes, the ain't shaz bein time. Shef shalom shem shazu yimna me malacha. This rabbis. He used to be, it was like a block of time that everyone had off. Here, everyone's on a different schedule. Everyone's flying. Everyone's doing their own thing. Therefore, you can't make a takana. I don't know why they couldn't make a takana that between shkiyah and seizu kovim. I don't know why. It used to be everything was much more regular. Everyone davened at the same time, and you had mincha, a break, and then you had ma'ariv. So that block of time was blocked out for not doing malacha. But today he says, everyone's on a different schedule. Everyone's, so I don't know why he still can't have that block of time. But that's what the Klausenberger Rebbe says. And then he says another chiddush, which is interesting. He says, another reason for the minhag, which again, I don't know where he got this from, because again, we saw in the Rishonim two or three reasons, but none of them are his reason. He says, the reason for this minhag is we wanted to show the world that the minim are wrong. The Tzedukim say that what it says in the Torah, we start counting the Yom Yom Yimacharas HaShabbos, it means on Sunday. So Pesach always has to be on Shabbos, so Sunday is Yimacharas HaShabbos. So how do we prove that to them wrong? So he says that they were misaki not to do malach v'mshkiya, t'yishiyakiru sh'asvira sh'anumaynim hi'achon l'chag ha'shuas. We show them we're not doing any malacha to show that it's supposed to be connected to shuas. U'bizeh she'nim no'im ma'asiyas malacha matgishim anu sh'asvira zu nechshavas lanu limnes hi'yom l'chag ha'shuas sh'oz asur ma'asiyas malacha. Somehow it's supposed to conjure up in our mind that we're not doing malacha now because we're counting to shuas, and shuas you're also not allowed to do malacha. And therefore, somehow that's supposed to disprove the tzedukim, and that's why we do it. And today, says the Klausenberger Rebbe, today we don't have any tzedukim, therefore we don't have to do it. I don't know where this comes from. I don't know where he got this from. Okay, I don't know. But those are his three pshatim of how he tries to justify why that's no longer the minute. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, he quotes from the Noi HaShalom, who says that the Isser is till the morning, and he says, because of Ba'anoshim Efshar Kivin the Avdi Avelus, She'im Misaprim Lechmiru Be'ma Malacha, he says, maybe because men already have a lot of other restrictions during this time. They're not allowed to take haircuts, they're not allowed to shave, and therefore we didn't want to be so machmer. And that's why it was only men, women and not men. I mean, the question was, why only women, not men? So he says, because men already have other restrictions. Women don't have so many restrictions during Svira. So we wanted to have them somehow restricted. But men have so many restrictions as it is. Inami and Alibshat. Since women brought death into the world, anything death related, we're going to connect them. And he writes, but if you go with the reason of the Torah, then there's no reason to be mechalak between men and women. However, he concludes, says Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, the best thing you can do is try to count sphere as early as possible. And then do all the malach you want to do. So let's say if a guy has a choice, I can either daven ma'ariv at 9 o'clock or daven ma'ariv at 11 o'clock. So zaktim, it's better to daven ma'ariv at 9 o'clock, daven bizman, I count sphere bizman, and then after that, you can do any malach you want. And then he quotes him the Eish Lavram from the Bechach, who says, Dvar ma'mutar m'chol ha'moid, anything that's mutar m'chol ha'moid, l'kuli yam b'mutar, it's definitely mutar. So that l'chay works very nicely with Rabbi Yaakov Emden, that if it has something to do with chol ha'moid. And even without that, the question just is, how did this new minhag develop? So the Teretz is they based it on chol ha'moid. So whatever you're not allowed to do chol ha'moid, you're not allowed to do now. Whatever you could do, you could do. Now, Kut Yosef, B'vad Yosef's son, writes, Nogu anoshim l'mnoi ma'asis m'loch b'peitach b'alatzeres m'shkiz ha'cham v'elach. The minhag is that women don't do work. So he has it as women. He says, V'yesh ha'imim she'en asuris alach ha'shisburu anoshim ha'sayim. It's only also until the men count svira. So he's assuming not like the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav made it sound like the women are stuck forever. He says, no. After your husband counts Svira, then your wife is allowed to work. Don't get upset at women who do so, because that's not a problem. It's not really the obligation. If it wasn't your minute, it wasn't your minute. The Koshkin Shin Lahachim Al Noshim Amisparnesis Mimlachas Asriga Fatfir says, Bavadja's son, definitely don't get mad at a lady who does this for panasa. If a lady has her own business, where at night when her kids go to sleep, she sews to make panasa, avada, that would not be a problem. So it's interesting. It seems like they're assuming that sewing and needling would be a problem. That would be what's If you look in Reb Shmuel Vosner in his Sefer Mibeis HaLevi, he also goes through the minhag and he says that after you count it, it's okay. He says, "B'vacholzeb davka melacha gemura." It's only melacha gemura, but not melachas shebabayis, like bishul afiyah v'nikiyah. So if your wife tells you, "I'm not making supper tonight," I'm not allowed to do melacha. So that's not melacha. So the way Achrenim set it up, they quote B'shem Be'Bak of Emden, it's strenuous activity that takes a long amount of time. Something which is quick, you know, Yesh Ladin, well, you know, doing laundry, pop it in. Even though one could argue that's called melacha, but if it's quick, not time restrictive, it would be mut. Reb Shlomo Zalman writes in number 20, Hanoshim Shemin Hogim Shalasas Melacha Me'asvim Shkizacham Ve'ilach, those women that have a minhag not to do melacha, Aleim Nenei Rak Melacha Shish Meshiazman. It's only that malacha that has a long time. Apparently sewing, I'm not so familiar, but it's a long project. You know, again, sewing on a button takes 2 seconds, but I guess if you're doing serious sewing, that's why the example is always sewing. Sewing is very long. That would be awesome. Like Rishmo Vazza says, but just quick things. Quickly washing the dishes and folding laundry, that would be mut. He writes, V'avshir Roy, she's asking malachas amuteris. Shabbatol maybe the issue. He says it's always good to be busy. When you're not busy, you get yourself into trouble. Even though today women can, you know, you can read books and you can do other things, but normally it's a good idea to always be busy. So halacha lemaisa, it is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's widely not accepted. The minhag is maybe men and women are only women, but l'kuli alma moide pashtus that after you count svira, then the ban would no longer be applicable. Okay, another interesting shayla that I want to talk about Sviras HaOmer, is another halacha that often comes a problem Friday nights during the Sviras HaOmer. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch number 21 in Hilchas Svira, "Ukshegia hazman asum la'echol ad shiyis." We know that we're not allowed to eat before we do mitzvahs. We're not allowed to have sudas. That's why we're not allowed to eat Tainis Esther. We spoke about this sugya when closer to Purim time. One is not allowed to eat a suda before he does a mitzvah, we're afraid he'll forget. So that's why Tainus says tonight, even though by the time we get to Megillah, the fast is already over, we don't eat until Megillah because you're not allowed to eat until you do a mitzvah. So the Ramah writes over here that once it reaches the time, the Hainu, means it's Tzeisik HaChavim, which is the preferred time to count, then Asum L'Echol Achis, you're not allowed to eat until you count the Svira. Then the Ramah says, V'afilu im hischol L'Echol, let's say you started. Meaning let's say Tzeisik HaChavim was 8:45, and at 8:45 you started the meal. So says the Ramah, no, you have to stop the meal. You have to stop the meal and count Svir. Im hischol koidim shigezman, that is hischol echol paisik v'sefer. Miu. Im hischol echol koidim shigezman, let's say you started the meal at 8 o'clock. And then in the middle of the meal it hits Seisik Chavim. Then ain't tzarech l'hafsik. Then you don't have to finish. Then you just finish the meal and you count afterwards. So there's two dinim here in the Ramah. The first din is you're not allowed to start a meal at Seisik Chavim until you count Svir. Then it depends when you start. If you started way before Tzeisik HaChavim, then you don't have to stop. But if you first started at Tzeisik HaChavim, then you have to stop. So this is very negeya Friday nights. Let's say Friday night, so you make early Shabbos, you daven mincha before plag, you daven mayav after plag, you get home, it's 7:30. So you start the meal at 7:30, that's way before Tzeisik HaChavim. So then even if your meal schleps on until 8:45, you don't have to stop the meal. But let's say you daven at a different time. Let's say you daven at in between Zman, and about and they don't count Svira at home. Let's say you live a walk from the shul. So the rabbi figures we won't count Svira in shul, but by the time everyone gets home, because it takes 15, 20 minutes to walk, already be Tzeisik HaChavim. But then you decide, you know, you want to count afterwards. That's a problem. You would not be allowed to start that meal until you count Svira. And we're going to see that not only are you not allowed to start the meal at Tzeisik HaChavim, one is not even allowed to start the meal within a half an hour of Tzeisik HaChavim. Mr. Buru writes over number 22, he says, what does it mean, Ukishegiya Hazman? Hegiya Hazman sounds like it hit Tzeisik HaChavim. So he says, what's the loyim at Tzeisik HaChavim? Va'afilim kver espalu kriyashma b'tfilu. You already daven. You made early Shabbos. Tim loikim b'lav hachi asim shem kriyashma b'tfilu. Because anyways, you'd have a problem that you're not allowed to sit down until you daven and say kriyashma and daven. Then he writes, b'skim v'achrein. Based on other paiskim, one of them is the Magen Avram, that holds even within a half an hour is a problem. You would not be allowed to eat within a half an hour of Tzeisik HaChavim. So now it gets more complicated. Now, if Tzeisik HaChavim is 8:45, you're not allowed to start the meal at 8:15. This becomes a bigger problem if you daven at the 7 o'clock zman. If you daven at the 7 o'clock mincha during the summer, which we've called the Tarti de Sasri Minyan, which we've spoken in the past about whether it's such a good idea to daven there. I take that back. You can daven there if you daven mincha before plak. But if you're going to only daven mincha and ma'ariv at the same time, it's very questionable, in my opinion, if that's the right thing to do. But in any case, so those minyanim, you're going to run into a problem, because those minyanim, very often they're done by 8 o'clock, and you get home, it's within a half an hour. So now you're really stuck. You can't really count sphere yet because it's too early. And you can't eat because it's within a half an hour. So then you're going to mamish be stuck. What are you going to do for the next half an hour? So you can go learn. It'll be beautiful. You can spend time with your family, read, whatever. But you're really not allowed to start your suda. So according to this Mishnah Berurah, you're not going to be allowed to start the suda within a half an hour of Seisik Chavim. So you got to keep an eye on the clock when Seisik Chavim is. And within a half an hour of that, you're not allowed to eat. So I'm making up numbers, but you have to check. If Seisik Chavim is 8:50, so then already starting from 8:20, you're not allowed to eat. So you got to work this out. You got to really start your suda. If you're davening at the 7 o'clock minyan, you really got to come home and start right away. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham. He already said this. Ach, however, b'makim shaham minig shahashamish kairi this first svira, where there was a minute that someone used to come around knocking on the doors, reminding everyone to count svira, ain't lahachmer b'kaidim zmanai. Then you don't have to be machmer b'kaidim zmanai. So it sounds like from this Mishnah Berurah that that's only if it's kaidim zmanai. Which means, let's say, for example, within the half an hour, then I have what we call a shomer. So many people say, I don't have a problem, I have a shomer. I'll come home, I'll tell my wife, remind me to count sfira, so then I can start right away. My wife is a shomer, my kids are a shomer, which, Blineder, if there's time tonight, we'll talk about it, that's so pashut, who can be a shomer, but let's assume they are a shomer. But it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that even a shomer only helps within a half an hour of Tzezek Chavim. But what? It's already Tzezek Chavim. Let's say you get home and it's a mamish at Seisik Chavim, then the shomer is not going to help. So this will be a problem, let's say, not Shabbos maybe, but this will be a problem during the week. Let's say you come home for supper and it's supper, your wife serves you supper at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. So you tell me, I'll make a shomer. Shomer doesn't help, it's already this man. So then you'd have to count through your first. If you go to the restaurant and your reservations are for 9 o'clock, and you sit down at 9 o'clock, you can't eat until you count sfir. I have a shomer, I have my kids remind me when I get home. According to this Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like a shomer does not help once it's already Seisik Chavim. And this is a problem, because it seems to be a steer in Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in some Reish Lamed Hei, in Hilchas Ma'ariv, in Hilchas Kriya Shemashal Arvis, where he brings down the same idea of a shomer, there it sounds like that a shomer helps even once it already reaches Zman Kriya Shema. So the Achrayim point down, it seems to be a steer in Mishnah Berurah. Does a shomer work only for the half an hour before? Or can a shomer work for even once it hits Seisik Chavim? So the Nitzan Gavriel wants to suggest an answer. He wants to write, it's not a kasha. He says, because there's a difference between a shomer and the shamish. He says the shamish doesn't work because he's not really focused on you. You know, the shamish's job is a job. He knocks on the doors, he hits the shutters. He's not on top of you to make sure you do what you're supposed to do. So that type of a shomer is not such a great type of a shomer. So that type of a shomer only works within a half an hour of the zman, because that's only a chumrah. But once it's the actual zman, then that doesn't work. However, says the Nitzan Gavriel, but a real shomer, you appoint him to remind you that a real shomer, that works even at Seisik Chavim. So according to the Nitzan Gavriel, that's how we resolve this theory in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah over here, if you look in Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey, he doesn't say the shamish. He says, v'mbikash me'achar she'yizkirenu. You ask someone to remind you. That's a shomer. Oh, shomer. That works even after it reaches Zman. Masha Enkein, something like the shamish, the local reminder, that local reminder is not going to do the job. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman doesn't go like this. Reb Shlomo Zalman passes an Halicha Shlomo that Hamadaktim Lachim Shalahaskal Lech Lasik Mulachim Shagia Zman Svir Sa'imer. Ve'ain Seimchem Zal Amadu Shemer. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that once it reaches the time, Shemer doesn't work. Once it reaches the time, then we don't use a Shemer anymore. And on the footnote, he says, because a shomer only works within a half an hour. He learns the Mishnah Berurah Kipshuta, that a shomer only works within a half an hour, but once it already reaches the time, you can't use a shomer. Shmuel Kamenetsky says not like that. Shmuel Kamenetsky writes that if you're maimed a shomer, then you can use him even once it reaches his man. Perhaps he assumes like the Nitzan Gavriel's Chiluk. But at the end of the piece in Kevetz Halachas, he writes something interesting. He says, Aval aricha sha'on ma'oy erlius lo l'shomer, but setting an alarm clock to ring to be a shomer, ain't a pasha kokach. That's not so pasha that that's a shomer. You should try to have a person remind you. What's wrong with using an alarm clock? So if you look at Mishlam Zalman 27, he discusses the possibility that the Echrenim talk about. Can I use a simon in my clothing? Let's say I'll fold my tie a certain way, or I'll pull up my pants a certain way, or I'll do something that basically reminds me that something is amiss, something is weird. And that's going to be my reminder. So the Mishlam Zalman does not work. He says, what about the kinon sha'on sheyashmi'a tzotzol b'shas hayedua? Let's say it makes a certain noise. So he says, le'inyan achila kaidem atfila mahani. Im yedua sha'on tikkun, if it's working. Avle'in shina in l'smachakach. If you're worried about sleeping, that doesn't work. Why? Because you can always just ignore it. That's what I always thought. When people say, well, I have a reminder on my phone. Well, good does that do? You'll press the snooze button and you'll never listen to it. Okay, you can argue on that. If you look in the Sefer Yeshua's Chachmois, so he comes up with a gavaldic idea. He thinks that an alarm clock is better than a person. He says, because people, who knows what people are going to do? Maybe he will do it, maybe he won't do it, maybe he will nudge me, but the alarm clock, that's going to be there forever. So he comes up with the following chiddush. He thinks that, he said that this is number 28. He says, he thinks the shamish has nothing to do with the shamer. He goes the other way. We were saying till now that the shamish is worse than the shamer. He says, no, the shamish is better. Why? They create a shamish hukavu of umnosbika. That's his job. His whole job. His whole job is to remind people. There's no reason to think he'll forget. That's your job. He says, but a regular guy, a friend of yours, what's his motivation to remember? He says, mashenkin, an alarm clock. It's built in. It's going to work. So he thinks fakert. He thinks an alarm clock is better than a person, and he thinks a person is better than a shamish. He thinks the shamish is not as good. I'm sorry. He thinks the alarm clock is better than a person, and a shamish is better than a person. A regular person has no skin in the game. So why should I remind you? I don't gain anything out of it. So he thinks he'll forget also. Mashenkin the shamish, that's his job. So he says, Mashenkin an alarm clock, that's his job. The alarm clock's job is to ring. So therefore, he thinks that that's good enough. He thinks, let's say something like the old grandfather clocks that make a noise every hour. That's not good enough. But if he specifically set it to go off at a specific time, he thinks that would be good enough. I can just hit snooze on my phone. Okay, I guess that's enough of a simon. And therefore, that's why he thinks that's better. So let's talk for a second about your wife. Let's say you come home from shul Friday night. You daven 7 o'clock. Tzeitzei kechavim is 8:50. So a half an hour before is 8:20. It's now 8 o'clock. So at 8 o'clock, no problem. You can start the meal. And then even at 8:50, you don't have to stop the meal. But let's say until you guys get around to it, it's already 8:20. So he tells your wife, don't worry, you'll be my shamer. So I always thought she can't be a shamer, because how is she going to remember? She's at the same meal that you're at. You'd have to find someone outside of the meal. Shlomo Zalman writes it down, number 26b. He says, Isha so edis sudas alayla. If your wife is eating supper with you, how could she be the reminder? K'shem she isha so edin shmirasam alayla. Again, the chashash is that when you're eating, you're going to forget things. So he writes on the bottom, even though women don't have to daven, he says, so what? But they're going to forget whatever they're supposed to tell you. I thought this was a davar pashut. I said this over in my shul and I got a lot of feedback. They said, no, that's not the pshat. I don't know, I think that is the pshat. I think the pshat is, you'd have to have someone who's not doing this activity. So lefizah Friday night, you're going to have a lot of problems. Who are you going to be your shomer? Your wife, she's eating at the table. Your kids are eating at the table also. So I the only thing I thought of once was if she's not mechuyev, so Shlomo Zalman rejects that also. So I don't know. So Achrenim write a svara that if there's a lot of people at the table, so usually a lot of people will remember. So lefi that, I guess that would help over here. If a lot of people are at the table, you have a large Shabbos meal, so someone will be bound to remind someone else. I'm not sure. According to Shlomo Zalman, it seems like your wife can't be ashamed. So what about during the week? How can all of us eat supper if we're not going to daven ma'ariv till much later? So we're saying b'chan the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that if you have a minyan kavua, so then it's not a problem. The minyan kavua is like a built-in shomer. So that doesn't help for Friday night. Friday night we all davened already. Friday night we davened early and now we're not going back to shul. So where's our minyan kavua? So the Aruch HaShulchan was referring to by tefillah. By tefillah and krishma, that's why all of us in the winter who daven ma'ariv late, how are we allowed to eat supper before Kriya Shema? The Teretz says, that says you have minyan kavua. But if you daven the ready Ma'ariv, Friday night we daven Ma'ariv already. There's no minyan kavua, there's no heter. So in the chayr, you have a problem. The Gavriel Tziner says that he was a mashkiach in the Papa Yeshiva. And he says that he got a lot of kashas from people that apparently supper in Papa Yeshiva It was after Seizik Chom. I guess in the winter, for sure, it's like that. So many of the Bachim said, we're not allowed to eat supper. So the Nitta Gavil told him, what are you talking about? The Aruch HaShulchan says, you have a menu kavua. He says, and that was what calmed the people down. So that's for sure what we're saying, Mechan. So Reb Moshe writes in the Tshuva, you can use that for Sefira Seimer also. So therefore, if we say Mechan Nefet Ma'ariv, we can say Mechan Nefet Sfir. That doesn't help Friday night. Friday night, you're ready daven. So during the week, if you have a minyan kavua, you always daven. So then, you can be say Mechan that for Sfir also. But L'chaira, Friday night, you got to be careful. You got to look at the clock when you're starting your Suda Friday night. So if you make late Shabbos, you don't have a problem. If you make very, very early Shabbos, you make plag, you also shouldn't have a problem. But if you make the 7 o'clock, and you don't start the meal fast enough, l'chayri, you can run into trouble. So you got to make sure you're counting Sfira at the right time, and on top of that, you're not starting the meal at the wrong time, because then, according to the Ramah, you'd have to stop the Suda at the wrong time if you started the meal, mamash, at the wrong time. If you started it, if you started at 8 o'clock, you have no problem. But just make sure, when you're scheduling when to start the Suda Friday night, make sure it's within more than a half an hour before, say, Sakhachavah.